preliminary narrativization, and the Nelson Mandela Foundation anchored our endeavor institutionally. I am grateful to all of them, and to our publishing partners, for enabling us to bring Madiba's dream to fruition. My wish is that every reader will feel challenged by Madiba's story and be inspired to work towards sustainable solutions to the world's multiple intractable problems. The title of the book is drawn from the final passage of Long Walk, where Madiba speaks of reaching the summit of a great hill and resting briefly before continuing his long walk. May we all find places of rest, but never linger too long on the journeys we are called to. A note to the reader. A significant proportion of the words in this book are from Nelson Mandela's own writings, encompassing text from his unfinished memoir on his presidential years, as well as personal notes and speeches made in Parliament, at political rallies, or on the international stage in his capacity as a revered advocate for human rights. The unfinished memoir, The Presidential Years, consists of 10 draft chapters, most of which include several versions, as well as notes toward further chapters. The sequence of chapter versions is not always clear from the archival evidence. Text for this book has been extracted across chapter versions and note accumulations. In an effort to retain the historical integrity of Mandela's writing, we have made very few editorial interventions to his extracted text. Apart from standardizing quotation marks, italicizing titles of books or newspapers, and occasionally inserting a comma for sense or correcting the rare occurrence of a misspelt name. Editorial interpolations to provide further information to the reader appear in square brackets. We have retained Mandela's characteristic style of capitalizing professional titles and have also preserved inconsistencies such as his occasional capitalization of terms such as blacks and whites. Quoted material from interviews where Mandela was speaking without notes has been standardized to be consistent with the editorial style of the narrative. In a PDF included with this audiobook, we have a comprehensive glossary of significant people, places, and events, along with a list of abbreviations for organizations, a map of South Africa, and an abridged timeline of the period of Mandela's life, ranging from his release from prison in 1990 until the inauguration of his successor, Thabo Mbeki, in 1999. Preface. For many South Africans in 1997, the public holiday of the 16th of December was remembered more as an important milestone in Nelson Mandela's long journey, rather than for its poignant provenance, which simultaneously commemorates the victory of the Voor Trekkers over AmaZulu armies in 1838, and marks the establishment of Umkhonto weSizwe, MK, the military wing of the African National Congress, ANC, in 1961. Having gone through various name changes, the day was finally renamed the Day of Reconciliation, in 1994. On this Tuesday afternoon, when the temperatures in the northwest provincial town of Mafeking were already in the upper 30s, the more than 3,000 ANC delegates gathered for the 50th National Conference of the ANC sat in rapt silence waiting for President Mandela to deliver his political report. Minutes earlier, he had sat on the dais among the leadership of the outgoing National Executive Committee, the NEC, a small smile on his face as he listened to the spirited singing of liberation songs, which was punctuated by rapturous applause as he stepped towards the podium. Unlike most tall people, Mandela was unconscious of his height, standing erect as he read from the report, his delivery flat and matter-of-fact. He believed in the import of his words, and therefore saw little use for rhetorical devices, much favoured by some of his compatriots. The new South Africa, ushered in with joy and celebration by the first democratic elections of 1994, was already experiencing the traumatic aftermath of a difficult birth. On the ANC's role as the governing party, Mandela said,
"During these past 3 years, it has been a basic tenet of our approach that despite our people's achievements in stabilizing the democratic settlement, we are still involved in a delicate process of nursing the newborn baby into a state of adulthood."
If the future was certain, the past was proving unpredictable. Violent crime, a legacy of previous iniquities and inequalities, was making headlines every day. Unemployment, which the government's